The first thing that I would say is that it is important to know your children. So when you're looking at a possible project or a topic that you want to consider, you need to think about who might be affected. And clearly, when we're looking at emotive issues, particularly if they relate to something like teaching about war, for example, you may have children in your class that have experienced this at first hand. But you will know those children. And so that's the point when you perhaps want to have a talk to their parents or carers to say, this is what we're thinking of doing. Do you anticipate that there might be any difficulties? The same can be every bit as true in key stage one when you're talking about families and parents, because that's a little minefield there that come up. I think it's really important that we don't underestimate what children can do in the primary sector. It's about the context and how we suggest that context to children, not necessarily what it is that we're talking about. Children have got very, very clear ideas about what's fair or unfair, how we ought to treat one another, and history allows us to look at some of those really big questions through historical perspectives. In looking at those really big historical questions through that prism of the past, we actually can also move on to thinking about the present day and issues around how we treat people today and look for present day parallels. It's really important not to try to shock or to go for an emotive reason. I have a background now in Holocaust education, and one of the key areas that they talk about is making sure that we present the view of the victims rather than the perpetrators, and that we censor the material that we use with them carefully, thinking about what we're trying to set up with children. I think you need to leave time for children to get to grips with difficult ideas and space for them to do that. So not rushing through things and being prepared to come back and talk about it with them. I think you need to meet questions head on and as objectively as possible and as honestly as you can, and not attempt to wash over the whole thing that makes everything right, but to be aware that mistakes have been made in the past, and some of those mistakes are pretty big ones. The Challenging History Group Network, which link can be found on the History Association website, highlights how complex and challenging history can be. There's also an extremely good publication called TEACH, T-E-A-C-H, all in capitals, which again I think was History Association funded, and it's teaching emotive and challenging history with children. That's got some really, really useful ideas for how you go about it. Selection of resources is really important, to look at what you're giving them and how you're giving it to them. I think it's really important to focus on individuals, to tell individual people's stories rather than a mass of what happens. And when I was at Yad Vashem, the director of learning there talks about talking about the effort to survive and not the result. So talking about how people reacted in difficult situations will allow children to really explore some of those big ideas about causality. On the whole, children are very interested in some of these more difficult questions, and we're not actually doing them any favours if we don't allow them to access some of those big ideas. What it requires from us is some careful research and some careful selection, and then going for it. I think we can deal with some very big questions. We can engage with Holocaust education with children at primary age, although we're probably going to want to focus on the kinder transport or some of the redemptive stories, some of the stories of some of those righteous among the nations who helped children or helped individuals escape, are good ones to do with Key Stage 2, rather than attempting to deal with some of the really difficult ones. At Yad Vashem, they say you take them to the gates, but not through the gates. And I think that's really important. So there are stories of those that have survived. There is the kinder transport, which is particularly appropriate for Key Stage 2 because it has that British element to it. And there are the stories of those that were the rescuers that helped. And they're all appropriate to deal with children.